A lot of us have been spending more time at home with our pets, mainly because of COVID-19. But with light at the end of the tunnel, it looks like a lot of us will be heading back to work, leaving our pets suddenly alone again. That can cause separation anxiety, we've been told. What do we need to look out for? How big of a deal is this going to be? Dr. Dave from the Northern Beaches Vet Clinic joins me. Separation anxiety is a real thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So there's a lot of pet anxiety going around at the moment because, the pets have had their owners 100% of the time, most of them, and all of a sudden they're getting walked, not 5 minutes a day, but an hour a day, and playing with the ball in the backyard, and all of a sudden everyone's gone back to work, and separation anxiety is a huge thing, not just with dogs, of course, but with birds as well. A lot of people have pet birds these days, and of course they go through separation anxiety as well. So it's a really big thing. So I think there'll be some fallout over it, but I think everyone's got to really try and do some little intervention things, mainly things like leaving a radio on or the TV on if you're a real house dog, hearing the voice and the noises. And cats love those sort of mood music type things like Enya are playing.
Okay, so if people are starting to go back to work and the dog's got anxiety, should they, besides doing stuff like the radio and maybe staggering out some visits during lunch breaks, slowly stopping those, should they just hold to it, do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first signs of separation anxiety, of course, is slowly eating the person's home. They sort of tear things up and get into things they shouldn't and dig garden beds out or chew the lounge room. You really got to try some intervention stuff and music and noise and that sort of stuff. But, coming home during the day, if you're in that situation. But if the dog has been used to lots of walkies during this COVID shutdown thing, you really need to keep the walkies up and for your own health too as well,
Yeah, okay. But as they slowly, we just need to allow them to adjust as well. Yeah? If they are anxious, we can just sort of hold to what the strategies and know that it will get better?
Yep, it'll get better, of course. There are medications available for dogs that get too paranoid and anxious. I've had a couple of bad instances where the owner's come and got some medication off me, and the dog has really responded to that. So, there's light at the end of the tunnel if you've got a really bad case.
Okay, well, look, we'll try all those techniques, and for cats, we'll play them Enya. Dr. Dave, thanks so much for your time.
Put Enya on for the cats. That's it.